You know, heat of the moment, things happened. You know, both sides was out of line.
Can you tell us exactly what happened as you were walking off the field?
It was just, you know, a situation, you know, I shouldn't have been part of. I should have just kept walking in the locker room.
Like Donald Driver said, sometimes these fans go a little bit too far. Obviously, this fan, in your eyes, went a little bit too far. What's your take on the whole situation when you're on the road playing in a hostile environment when the game's over and things don't go your way and fans are spitting off?
You know, I'm a grown man, you know. I'm a big boy, you know. I like I said before, I shouldn't put myself in that position. And, you know, words can't hurt you. People can, but unfortunately, I got caught up in the hype and the emotion from the game. And once again, I shouldn't have been there.
Nick, did the fan spit on you?
You know, I'm not going to say what the fan did or nothing like that, but y'all know the storylines. It's been popping off since Monday, so that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Have you heard anything from the league in terms of the investigation? Have you spoken with them, and has anything been decided?
You know, it's out of my hands right now. You know, I'm, you know, doing whatever they ask me to do right now. I'm cooperating, and that's the best I can do right now. It's out of my hands.
Are you surprised? Are you surprised that this thing got so big and got so national so quick?
Yes, I am. But it happens. You know, it's just an unfortunate situation that you know, it was me. And like I said, I shouldn't have been there.
Can you at least tell us you made contact with them off guard?
I don't know what happened with that. So
is it on eBay yet?
I don't know. It might be.
Just to clarify, you did talk with the NFL. You have spoken to someone there. I mean, that process has begun.
I guess so. You know, okay. I'm doing, you know, whatever it takes with the organization, with the league office, whatever, just to try to get the situation under control, and hopefully, you know, it blows over.
What kind of message does Mike McCarthy have for you? Was it nice? Was it stern? Was it, you know? He said he was standing by you yesterday. That's a good feeling, right?
Yeah, you know, Mike's a good coach. He understands the situation, and, you know, he's just, you know, taking up for his team, and I appreciate it.
How tough is it for after a loss like that to not let this thing linger until Sunday? Because that's a game that you guys probably could have won.
You know, we got to move forward. You know, we got Detroit coming in. They hungry, and they're ready to, you know, play football. So as we, you know, we lost a tough one, and we just got to move forward.
Nick, the report was that you guys said something emotionally motivated, and maybe you're not going back into what happened, and it also doesn't sound like you're denying the original report. Are you surprised that something like that, you know, it's 2010, something, I mean, maybe I'm being naive, but are you surprised that something like that could happen?
You know, it's going to happen, you know. I'm probably not the only guy that's been in that situation before, so it happens. So, you know, like, I'm a professional. I got to be a bigger person and just keep walking.
Thanks, Nick.
Teammates, just being teammates, you know, they got my back. They understand the situation. They know me as a person. Anybody in here know me as a person. I'm not that type of guy. You know, I'm a laid-back, soft-spoken guy. So it's just heat of the moment.